Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guests today, Fountains of Wayne, are back with a new album of their trademark power pop that they've been making since the mid-90s. They came to mainstream attention with the single Stacy's Mom back in 2003. The songwriters in the band are Chris Collingwood and Adam Schlesinger. Adams has had a bunch of solo success, writing songs for over a dozen films, including the music for the band The Wonders in That Thing You Do. He recently wrote the opening song for this year's Tony Awards, It's Not Just for Gays Anymore. Fountains of Wayne's fifth and latest album, Sky Full of Holes, was released in August on Yep Rock. The session was recorded live on stage at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, where the band started off with one of the new songs called Richie and Reuben. Fountains of Wayne playing live for us today, and a couple of songs that begin the new album, Sky Full of Holes. And welcome. Good to see you guys, first of all.
Thank you.
Now, with these songs, particularly Richie and Reuben, I'm sure people are asking a lot, all right, did you know these guys? I mean, did you have any acquaintances who resemble these guys?
They're fictional characters, but they're sort of composites of some different people that I may have come across.
people may not know, but Chris and Adam end up writing separately, which is kind of amazing when you consider how cohesive these albums are and how similar what you guys end up writing. Has what your songs end up being like changed over the years? Was there a time when we could really tell, say, Chris, one of your songs for sure from one of Adam's?
Yeah, you know, I think we've both influenced each other since 96. It used to be probably that my songs were more impressionistic, whereas Adam's were more literal. And I think there's a lot of cases where that has crossed over.
Now, when you write an impressionistic song, do you... for Cemetery Guns is yours?
Yeah.
That just seems like a bunch of images that go together really well. Was that inspired by a specific thing, though?
No, actually, I consider that one of my more literal ones, actually.
Yeah.
There's some that make way less sense than that one, but yeah. It's kind of a straight-up story about a military funeral.
And what inspired you to write it?
A foreign journalist actually just asked, you know, those kind of questions you get when you're overseas, like what's going on in the world, and maybe they feel compelled to ask because we're American. And, do you guys ever feel compelled to address the serious issues in the world? And just sort of went from there. I thought, why not?
Now, is A Dip in the Ocean yours as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is, well, that's pretty straightforward, too.
It is, it is.
Can you do that one as we please continue?
Yes.
Give us a room with the mountain view, a tiny cabana.
take it so bad. You know the summer's coming soon. The interstate is choking under salt and dirty sand. And it seems the sun is hiding from the moon. Your daddy told you.
Fountains of Wayne are live today, and that's Valley Winter's song. And it's funny, that's probably the second best known song of yours, which was never, song was never really on the radio. It was all because of that that commercial, which was,
yeah,
which is interesting how music gets around these days. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, Chris, because there's two songs back to back. You've the winter song about sort of where you live, or I don't know if you live or used to live in Northampton, Mass, and then a Caribbean sunny song. And I recently read you have problems with seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't tell the people at LL Bean that story until after that we got the check.
It seems like a happy winter song, but. So how do you know how that came about, that it was a perfect song for them?
I have no idea. Adam, do you have any idea how they heard that song?
No, I don't know. They're welcome to call again anytime. We got other songs.
You guys met a little bit north of there at Williams College 15 years ago. And
1986. So.
Wow. Were you, the music that you guys were into then, which sort of seems to influence what you do, was that, were you a subset of what was popular there, or was that kind of what a lot of people were listening to? Was that what attracted you to each other?
In terms of what we were listening to then?
Yeah, or you were into.
Well, when we first met, I mean, we had certain things that we both already liked, you know, like a lot of 60s stuff, obviously the Beatles and Kinks and Hollies and Zombies and classic kind of stuff like that. But then we also were just into the music of that period, and we traded a lot of albums. Elvis Costello and Squeeze and XTC and
Aztec Camera, Everything But the Girl, and kind of English art pop at the time.
Were you both writing then?
Just like trying to, you know.
Poorly.
Yeah. It took us a while to find something that was kind of each of our own styles, you know. I think as most people do when we were starting out, we were mostly kind of imitating the stuff we liked. And it wasn't until later that we started to have a little bit of a thing of our own.
One of the things I've read about putting this album together is that there was, at times, things were contentious. And part of that might have been because Traffic and Weather was an album that had mostly your songs, a lot of your songs, Adam, on there. Not so many of Chris, but you wrote a bunch of songs for this. So was it kind of like figuring out what songs would be on it? Or do you ever like criticize each other's songs? I'm curious about that.
Yeah, we definitely do. I mean, there's some that... I think usually there's like 80% that we agree on, and then there's 20% that we fight about, you know. But there's not a whole lot of stuff left over in any case. I mean, neither of us writes like a huge surplus of songs. Might be a few that didn't make it.
Do any of those 20% ever make it that you disagree on?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, Chris as the singer kind of has the ultimate veto power, because if he doesn't want to sing something, he's not going to sing it, and that's that.
This is true. Well, we mentioned Cemetery Guns. Can you guys do that one?
Yep. Elizabeth, that thunder cloud is creeping up the Empire Hill. There's shadows on the overpass. In the altar path, Peoria lay silent still in the belly of the overgrown, all quiet on the open plain, footprints to the family plot, wherevermore will restless sorrow sleep in a broken heap. Cemetery guns go bang, 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 shooting no sky for times in a row, for the blue war widow in the gray raincoat on the green grass down below. Elizabeth, our fathers came and settled where the ground was flat, drew water from the
Cemetery Guns from our guest today, Fountains of Wayne. There's a song I don't know if you guys are going to do, but I mostly want to know about the place. It's a place in New York City called the Radio Bar, which is, number one, a real place and still exists.
Yes, and yes.
And what's its significance to you guys?
That was a bar, it is a bar in the West Village, right near where we both used to live in the mid-90s, and it's kind of our headquarters for several years, and we used to just sit in there every night, pretty much. And we actually started making up song titles on napkins in that bar, and we would sort of challenge each other to see who could take one of these titles and turn it into a real song. And that actually is sort of how the first Fountains of Wayne record got written. A lot of those just started out as you know, I bet you can't write a song called this, and one of us would go and try to do it. That's how you end up with songs called You Curse It Girls and stuff like that, which is a real song. But anyway, yeah, and so that's a very nostalgic kind of song, and I actually also met my wife in that bar.
But now Radiation Vibe, which I see on the set list here, it was one of the real early songs people really got to know with the band. Did that come out of the bar?
Yeah, it was right around that same time period, yeah.
Cool, great song.
That was pretty much the first Fountains of Wayne song and also the first single. But Chris wrote that song, and up to that point, you know, like I had said, we had a lot of songs that were kind of more like imitations of stuff we liked. And Chris wrote that song thinking it was kind of a joke, and I was like, that's not a joke, that's an awesome song. I got really jealous of that song and went home and tried to beat it, but I don't think I ever did.
Cool, it's a great song.
Are you alone now? Did you lose the monkey? He gave you backaches, and now you slouch. He didn't mean it. He's just a dumb ape, reading Playboy on your couch.
Radiation Vibe, finishing up our set today. Brian Young, Jody Porter, Adam Schlesinger, Chris Collingwood, Fountains of Wayne. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.